This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Having good day programs. Monday, January the 30th. Jay Kirshner and I are here to entertain, enthrall, bring you up to date on what's happened maybe over the weekend, last 24 hours, maybe some things that you haven't heard at all, because there are a lot of things going on. A lot of things get skipped, and things that I like to focus on here that you won't hear discussed on most of the other major talk radio programs, because there are things going on that, frankly, you ought to know about, that you'd be intrigued to know. And so we start with things like this. Going over to Italy for a focus on a typical Italian family business, hand-making, crafting people, that sort of thing. But this time, the crafting is aimed at solar panels that are being made to look like terracotta roofs. And so this will help a lot of historic buildings, especially the maybe some of the Spanish buildings that are down south in our country, but all over the place. This is pretty ingenious, actually.
Yeah.
Pretty smart.
They are gorgeous because it's invisible solar panels, and
yep,
especially like you were saying, with the older buildings, you don't lose that appeal, that look. You still get to have that.
Yeah, really, I think this is clever stuff, and you've got to wonder. The new company is called Diacqua. Their founder, I love Italian names, Giovanni Battista Quagliglio. Sounds a combo of me doing Italian and Mexican. Yeah, thank you. Anyway, the Italian Ministry of Cultural Heritage and Antiquities and Tourism, all this sort of all together, they're trying to improve energy efficiency in some of the older buildings. And so some of these solar new terracotta roofs have been installed in Pompeii. Ever been to Pompeii? Have you ever been to Italy?
I would love to. That's a bucket list place.
Yeah, right. Some of them also are going to be used in other Roman cities. The fellow who's directing this says, quote, "Since we needed an extensive lighting system, we could either keep consuming energy, leaving poles and cables around and disfiguring our beautiful landscape, or choose to respect it and save a lot of money at the same time." So this program called Invisible Solar Terracotta, installed in a city in Portugal as well. So this has been something, it's making it in the Iberian Peninsula and over into Italy as well. There's lots of sun there. It's close to the equator. I think this is probably brilliant, frankly.
Yeah, this is a great idea. It makes me wonder why it took so long for somebody to do this.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, exactly. Yep. All right, today we celebrate National Croissant Day. Most of us know it's French. The croissant originated, though, in Austria, not in France. Marie Antoinette introduced the pastry to France when she married into the royal family of Austria. Wow, that's a big time, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a chocolate croissant?
Yeah. No, give me the normal. Just give me the plain one. And I actually like to use those for breakfast sandwiches.
I was going to say, I like them for sandwiches. Yeah, I like them for sandwiches.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, kind of yummy stuff. All right, so celebrate National Croissant Day. Next up on the hit parade is this asteroid that's the size of a box truck. Okay, here we go. Let's scare the hell out of everybody, right? This box truck, or at least the size, is going to be about 2,200 miles away from the Earth, which is described by the folks at NASA as, quote, extraordinarily close, you think? So this is probably the closest, you know, when you think about space objects, this is the closest one that I can remember. It's called Asteroid 2023 BU. And the close encounter of the third kind will come on Thursday of this week, according to the information, 7:27 in the evening. The asteroid will be well within the orbit of some of the satellites that NASA has up there now, but there's no risk, they say. NASA says, don't worry about it, no risk of an asteroid impacting the Earth. And even if it did enter the atmosphere, it would turn into a fireball and disintegrate.
I was gonna say,
yeah.
Don't asteroids and different meteors or whatever
burn up.
Typically, they do come to Earth. They just burn up and they never really land anywhere.
You know what this is? This kind of is impactful because you understand more about how we are protected. You know, I have an expression: I am guided, guarded, and protected every day in every way. And this is a way that Mother Nature, or God, or infinite intelligence, or spirit, or whatever it is that you want to call a higher power, this is how we're protected. The Earth has a shield around it. You know how on the Star Trek movies they have to put up the shield to keep the bad guys from blowing up their ships? The Klingons are always trying to get through. They're trying to get through that shield. And so we have a shield around the Earth. I think we talked about this a month or two ago, because the ozone layer that had been a problem for the planet because it was dissipating about 25, 30 years ago. You probably don't remember this, but when I was a much younger broadcaster, I remember this was the big thing. This was the climate change problem of its era, right? We're going to all die because the ozone layer is being depleted by carbon gases from the fossil fuel. Hey, guess what, boys and girls? We're all still here. Right? I mean, it's kind of like there's a lesson in that for the climate changeologists who think the world is coming to an end. The world is not coming to an end.
Maybe eventually.
But not because
not
of this.
Not these current generations.
No, not at all. So anyway, there's a little bit of food for thought. Something else to think about: your health and well-being. How are you doing on your diet? How are you doing on your weight control? How are you doing at the gym? We were talking last week about muscling up and how good that is for you. You lose inches, you lose pounds. It's just better for you, better health. And the way to get there, the natural way, is with Calitren, Calotren. It's the natural, it's the drug and stimulant free product that doesn't interfere with any medications. And beside losing inches and pounds, it's very supportive for lots of other things going on, including your digestion. That aloe vera helps a whole lot. And so if you go to toploss.com right now, use the Doug discount code, you'll get up to 4 months free, right? Buy 4 months at the regular price, and you get 4 months free, plus a detox cleanser that will come. It's a great bargain, so order it now. And by the way, when you order things at toploss.com, you don't have to worry about them repeating the order. I bought some CBD things online. These jokers keep sending me. I didn't want it. Told them I didn't want it. They keep sending it to you and charging your credit card. You'll have none of that at Calitren. So check it out and then get on it. Liquid, capsules, powder, comes any way you want it. I love having it around because I just use it all the time. It helps. I can give it to Daisy, my dog. It's good for her as well. Help yourself to health. Your well-being is important. So start with a connection to Calitren through toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code Doug for 4 3 months. For 4 free months and for free shipping. That's toploss.com.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder is jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Let me guess. Unknown caller. You could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection. The latest innovation from Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And we'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy.
All right, back here on the Good Day program for Monday. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. The Justice Department has a reminder to cyber criminals. No matter where you are, no matter how much you try to twist and turn to cover your tracks, your infrastructure, your criminal associates, your money, your liberty are all at risk. Hackers linked to some ransomware attacks have often been based in Russia. We know that.
Yeah.
The hackers behind the pipeline problems we had, the colonial pipeline problems, the election. I remember Biden talked about the influence Moscow had on the election. And I remember when we used to talk to the Russians, but how many years ago? That was before February. It's been about a year since we talked to anybody that we know of. But the theme back then was to crack down on cyber criminals. I believe Edward Snowden is responsible for any and all of that stuff. It just makes too much sense given what we know about what his comings and goings are and how he's been given Russian citizenship. I just think that he's got a Russian wife too, doesn't he?
It seems like a lot of this has been happening with the government and companies. Mm-hmm. What was it? Was it the water filtration system or was it in Florida or something where somebody hacked in and was going to put unsafe levels of a chemical that would be distributed in people's water when someone happened to be sitting and staring at their computer and saw their mouse move when they weren't touching it, and that was how they caught it and nothing bad ended up happening? Was that about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think so. I have that. Do you have somebody? You take care of your own stuff. I can't take care of my own, so I have my computer guys do it, and they don't have to come to the house. They do what you've just suggested. They know how to get in. They link into my computer.
Oh, yeah, so that they can screen share, and they can see what's on your screen,
right.
And they can even take over controls.
Mm-hmm. Fix the problems, yeah, exactly. Yep. All right, here's something I said to you when I first saw this. I don't want to talk about it, but it's worth a moment of our time, and that's all. Focus on North Carolina, where police are warning people to check gas pumps in that town because some a-hole in Forest City has been putting razor blades on the pump handles.
Yeah, where underneath, where as soon as you grab it, it would slice at your fingers.
Who is this?
This sounds familiar. I feel like this was something.
Well,
that was
like putting razor blades in. Well,
yeah,
but in apples for Halloween and that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
That's when that happened, I think. I don't know. I've never seen anything like this. How do they have the time? Most of the gas stations that I go to, they're looking right out. There's somebody behind the counter, and they can look at what's going on at the pumps. Maybe you hide behind one side of them.
Or they have something where it's already ready to go, so when they grab the pump themselves and they pretend like they're pumping gas and they go to put it back and they put it on real quick. It's what's the purpose?
Sick
other
SOBs.
Other than just causing pure pain.
That's all.
Yeah.
Right. That's the sadistic, crazy nature of people. Well, I'm against my better judgment, I talked about it because I suppose it's a good warning to people as much as anything else. All right, that's the update in this portion of the program, 18 after the hour. This is Good Day.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhang's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hard feelings or not between Aaron Andrews and Tom Bergeron. We'll dig into that gossip right after this. Time to think about My Pillow again. Right now there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on My Pillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all My Pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the 6-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com. All right, so you are a fan of Dancing with the Stars. I like Bergeron because he's a local guy here from Massachusetts. Started on a radio station in Haverhill, Massachusetts. Was on WBZ in Boston for a number of years. Did a local television show, and that's how he got started. That's how he got noticed. So he's done a lot of national stuff. He's a great host and an affable guy. So anyway, he got bounced from Dancing with the Stars. I thought he was there. Wasn't there some info last year about him starting some new show? And
that's what I thought was going to happen. And then I don't know if it got shelved or they changed direction. Who knows? But Dancing with the Stars said they wanted to go in a different direction. And I don't watch it. I've seen bits and pieces here and there, so I am familiar with it. But from what I have seen, it doesn't seem like it's changed direction.
Nothing.
It just had a new cast of characters in a way.
Yeah.
And she was asked, Erin Andrews was asked recently if she keeps in touch with any of her friends from Dancing with the Stars. And she said for the most part, she actually does. She made such wonderful relationships that went beyond being coworkers, and she kept in touch, and that she actually has no hard feelings from being let go because it ended up giving her opportunities to go out and do other projects because she's a sports reporter and she's always busy with football and stuff, but she was able to start her own clothing line and do a podcast and get other things going.
And meanwhile, she stayed connected with Bergeron, did she?
She actually said that as soon as Super Bowl is over, she owes him a text message. She got behind on texting him. And so once the Super Bowl's done and she kind of, her schedule eases out, she'll be able to text him again.
So she's an online sports reporter for like football.
She's down on the field. She's on air.
Got it.
And I think that's pretty much where she came from before Dancing with the Stars.
Yep. All right, there were some conversations here on Good Day about the Justice Department and the ransomware attacks and the Russians and that sort of thing, and I thought it was interesting how, in a related story about social media, how this lawsuit that's been filed to try to kill social media, referring to it as a defective product. I thought this was kind of interesting. They're trying to make some changes in the rules and regs, including making content moderation systems more transparent and ensure that tech companies are held accountable for child exploitation. Man, that's way overdue. That's something that needs to be studied a little bit more, especially with Meta and Facebook. All right, 28 after. This is Good Day.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs. You used to associate crickets with silence. But since you bought a house in the suburbs, you know crickets hate silence. If any other creature realized rubbing its legs together made a piercing, high-pitched noise, they might think, maybe I won't do that. Constantly. All night long. Luckily, you can save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto. Now that's something to make noise about. Just not constantly. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Memphis, Tennessee police video released Friday evening showing motorist Tyree Nichols being beaten by five police officers has opened the debate on police reform at the federal level.
I still think you want to keep this at the state and local level. This is a law enforcement issue.
House Judiciary Chairperson Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Meet the Press goes on to say laws will not stop pure evil that we witnessed.
Well, I don't know that there's any law that can stop that evil that we saw that is just, just difficult to watch.
As government-caused inflation is hurting all Americans, House Democrats have proposed legislation that would give more than 2 million federal workers an 8.7% pay raise in 2024. This is after they already gave themselves a 4.6% pay raise this year. Democrats claim it's necessary because they suffered through the Trump administration. The bill's sponsor is Representative Jerry Connolly, Democrat from Virginia. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's a good day program. January 30th is upon us. We've started the last couple of days. 30-day, what is it? How does that go, Jay? Jay Kirshner's here.
30 days have September, April, June, and November. When short February is done, all the rest have 31. Or you can count on your knuckles. Did you know that? If you start on January on the knuckle by your like pointer finger and then go down into the divots, all of the knuckles are 31. And then once you get to the pinky knuckle, you count it again and you reverse it. So all of the knuckles are 31. And all of the like divots in between your knuckles are the 30 or the February 28.
I think that's confusing at best. Oh, well. Anyway. Right? Oh, well.
I'll video it. I think you have to see it. It doesn't help you when I'm pointing to my knuckles and my fingers.
Yeah, right. Let's go to Tennessee. Good news from students who are building a robot. Actually, this is not the whole robot, but it's a hand for a classmate. Wow, this is pretty interesting. 15-year-old Sergio Peralta he was nervous starting a new school year, and so on the first day of class, he was trying to hide his hand, or in fact, he doesn't have a hand, or at least not fully formed. The teacher at his high school in Tennessee did learn his secret and assigned the engineering class, the senior engineering class, a project. Build this youngster a new hand.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're using all of their engineering skills at Henderson High School there, they took to heart their project, and it's taken them 3 or 4 months, but they finally have a right hand that fits Sergio. So he's now having it, he's got it on, and he's using it, he's getting used to it. We're using it to write his name and sort of whatever else. I guess he's a righty.
Isn't that amazing?
It really is.
Designed it, 3D printing, sizing the prototype, all of this, and of course becoming friends in the process.
Yeah. What a cool.
And what a cool concept. Good for this teacher for taking that initiative.
Yep.
Because what I know these students want to be learning stuff like this. That's why they're in this class.
Yep.
But to have it tied to something that's so emotional and so rewarding at the same time, that's awesome.
Yep. 2, 3, 4. How about victory? Victory is our cry. Yada, da, 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 da. Yada, da, da, da. Okay, next. People in the news. As we start the new week, here's the story of Laura Carney. I don't know what you know about Laura Carney. She was working on her own mortality. Her father had died. He had a bucket list. So now she thought that she ought to have one as well, finishing her dad's bucket list. When she was all done, Miss Carney collapsed into her husband's arms. She couldn't believe that she had completed what was she. This, her father wanted to swim the width of a. Oh, say it again, Doug. There it is. The width of a river. And she apparently did that.
Mm-hmm.
And she also...
This was a cool one. He wanted to sing at her wedding, and he had died before he had the chance to, but he loved this wine. There was this one type of wine, and he said this vineyard, this winery, made the best wine ever produced. And so they opened a bottle of that, and she said it felt like drinking that wine was like their bellies were singing, so it honored him in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, this took her across the globe, finishing his bucket list.
Bucket list. Had 60 items on the bucket list. Was the bucket list ever anything that we talked much about before the movie with Jack Nicholson and what's his face? The great
Morgan
black
Freeman.
Morgan Freeman was in that. Yeah, that was a great, that was a really good, really good movie. And so I don't remember ever hearing the term bucket list for that movie. Did you?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Really?
That was one of our class projects, was doing bucket lists for when we graduated college and things we wanted to accomplish and all of that.
So how many of your, do you have a bucket list now for you, and are you working on it?
I don't. I was thinking about this before. I actually don't have a bucket list because I feel like I have had the chance to do so many great things. I feel like bucket lists are great, and I want to go to Italy. That's definitely a bucket list thing.
Yeah, great country.
Yeah, but as far as a whole long list of things, I feel pretty fulfilled at my age to have done a lot of the things that I've done.
As you grow older and have more experiences, you'll think about other experiences. Like every day on my email, I get 300-400 email a day, and so I'm, you know, some of the stuff you can easily toss, and but I always, there's a Discover email that I get every day that has stories and pictures and identifies places around the world that would be fabulous to visit if you haven't been there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I keep all of those. I keep them all because someday I was actually going to, I haven't really told you this, well, maybe I did. I was planning on, but that plans have kind of collapsed. I was going to, because I can't go to California like I wanted to for the whole winter, so going back and forth every other weekend is good. And then the other weekends, I was going to take a cruise. Trying to find three-day cruises that fit into a schedule, I'm appalled, actually, but I'm also amazed at how there have to be a lot of people like me around. I'm a single adult. I want to go on a single adults-only cruise, and I want to leave on Friday night and come back on Monday morning. I don't get why I've been scratching around.
What's the problem?
I can find a few of them, but not a lot of them. But it's something that I have not done. I've done cruises with listeners. We've done 4 or 5 of those over the years, and they were okay. But I'd rather just have something where I could go. When I zone out, it isn't often, but when I zone out, I just disappear, and I'm done for maybe a day or two. I'll sleep, and I'll eat, and maybe do a little running around, but mostly I'll sleep, because I can take naps anywhere. I'm very fortunate. Close my eyes, gonzo. So at any rate, so my bucket list, the reason I brought that up is because my bucket list changes with my age and experience, and that's mm-hmm. what I'm suggesting may happen
with
you.
Well, you have a traveler's heart.
I do.
I see a photo of someplace around the globe, and I'm like, that is beautiful. I have no desire to really go, except for Italy, but I think that's beautiful. But you love to travel.
I do.
You like the act of traveling. You like being there.
Well, I also, at this point in my life, though, I say this, and I don't know how it sounds, but I don't care how it sounds. I would like to have somebody to share it with, because it's more fun when you share it with somebody that you care about. And I can't take Daisy with me.
Yeah.
So maybe there's another option somewhere,
somehow. We'll find somebody. Let's get a form started. We'll put it on the website.
I know, you keep saying that. Yeah.
I know. Okay, if I have your approval, I'll actually do it.
Well, listen, help yourself. Let's see what happens.
Yes.
All right. Time for us to have a refreshing night's sleep. How are you doing with your MyPillow pillows? Have you got the new ones? Have you got the latest ones? Have you got the soft? Have you got the ones that are right for you? Because they come in three or four different sizes and shapes. So, and there's, who else would you go to for pillows other than MyPillow? Well, now MyPillow giving the same attention as they have to their pillows over the years to towels. The technology is there. They've made these towels. The six-piece towel set. You get two hand towels, two bath towels, two washcloths. Six-piece set available now in all kinds of colors and sizes. It's machine washable, very durable, has a 10-year warranty, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So for that and all the other products that are at MyPillow, go to the MyPillow website, MyPillow.com. Look at the product catalog. See what's there. Using the DS promo code, you can get free shipping and the greatest and lowest prices possible. So that's MyPillow.com for all the things. But right now they're focusing on the towels. That's the best deal. One low price, free shipping, DS, the code, at MyPillow.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy.
You love your pet, right? So imagine if you were suddenly faced with thousands of dollars in veterinary care. What would you do? Could you make the difficult decision not to help your best friend? If you join PetSavingsUSA.com, you never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because PetSavingsUSA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You'll love the money you'll save, the convenience you'll enjoy, and the peace of mind knowing your beloved pet is fully protected. Call now to take advantage of 2 free months of pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings. Call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com. Call or click now for your free gift, plus 2 free months of pet insurance. Call 877-835-6060 or visit PetSavingsUSA.com.
All right, back to people here on the Good Day program. I don't know that you're going to know this name. I like picking some of these names out in the stories because they're great stories. The story of Leanne Paisley, who was 4 years old. She was left fighting for her life after a streptococcus bacteria, a flesh-eating bacteria. Imagine that. What a horrifying experience. She got it.
Yeah, this is strep group A. It's dangerous.
Chicken pox. Her mother said that after her girl got the chicken pox, she had a temperature which is extreme, and that led into, as you've suggested, group A strep. And then there was a red ring that was developing around one of the sores that she had on her body. And they took it. They took her to the emergency room and had a biopsy. She got an antibiotic, and then she went home. But apparently, it kept getting bigger and bigger. And so they went back and forth. She was deteriorating. And somehow or other, looking at, she had a temperature of 107 degrees. How do you survive?
Yeah, that's, yeah, when I saw the story, that's what I was thinking about.
Oh, my God. So anyway, they made large cuts in her side to remove the bacteria and keep it from spreading. This infection was the result of her being exposed to something, obviously, the necrotizing fasciitis. Necrotizing means death, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just starts eating away. Well, and for reference, the strep A, my son had this. He had it, but it wasn't this the flesh-eating one, but he did have impetigo, which causes these really gnarly rashes all around the body that kind of just get a little bit bigger and look like it's being eaten away. And he ended up, it went on to scarlet fever. It was bad. I was actually looking at a photo yesterday because my phone reminded me, was like, hey, here's something from your memory. And that was in it. And he looks like a zombie baby. Like, you know, from when you see those and they have all those weird things all over their face.
Yeah.
It's bad. I'm so glad that Mac didn't get worse than that. But I'm also so glad that this young woman, this four-year-old, overcame it. How scary for those parents.
Yep. Sure for that. Scary.
You don't think that strep can do something like that. You just think, oh, sore throat. Moving on.
Yep. All right, let's look at the latest from the Barbie Consortium. Bessie Coleman, another name, a lady who inspired a lot of women. Now the Barbie people are using her to inspire others. Barbie is honoring the life and legacy of Miss Coleman, the new doll. This is the first black and Native American female aviator, the first black person to ever earn an international pilot's license. She's being honored because her birthday is this month as part of the Toy Makers Inspiring Women line of dolls. Barbie teamed up with the family. The president of the Bessie Coleman Aviation All-Stars is her great niece, Gigi. So they're making sure that what is being represented is true and honest. So what do you think of this? The doll has
great.
I think there have been a lot of people talking about the Barbie
She's
dolls lately.
Alive.
But this is more about, it's kind of surprising, actually, I think, to see Barbie do this. Because, mostly it's been all kinds of, the Barbie and Ken.
Yeah,
stuff
there was always
been
the superficial. One of Barbie's things was she can be anything she wanted to be. She had all these different occupations, and now why not stylize her after real people who did this, who broke barriers, who raced the ceiling, shattered the glass ceiling.
Yep. All right, so there it is, a tribute to Bessie Coleman. That's very appropriate. Doug Steffens' Good Day program at 10 minutes before the hour. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Years ago, Zachary Levi is the star. The first one was had entertainment value. A lot of people liked it more than I did. Am I gung-ho about a sequel? Not really. It's a DC Warner Brothers production, and that whole category of superhero movies over at DC Warner Brothers, Doug, is in flux. Whether they'll do a third one with that character is yet to be determined. I think a lot has to do with the interest in this sequel and how it performs. They delayed it due to different issues with the post-production, but it's finally going to hit theaters a little bit later this year.
Helen Mirren, it's March 17th, by the way. Helen Mirren is playing a character called Hespera in the new movie. I'm wondering what's going on with her. She seems to be stepping out a little more. She was in The Fast and the Furious, seemed to have fun. She's in that show with Harrison Ford, 1923, which is...
Listen, for an actress her age, yeah, she still probably commands good paychecks, real good paychecks. Yeah. I doubt she worked cheap for these movies.
No,
so that's
not
good. That's really good for her. Did you get a chance to watch a trailer to M. Night Shyamalan's new film, A Knock on the Door, with Dave Bautista? It's a thriller.
I was disturbed by it.
And it looks actually really intriguing.
Well, it looked disturbing, but your ideas and my ideas when it comes to what.
That's true. I mean, I keep telling you to go see Megan,
a genre movie in the
horror realm, although it's only rated PG-13. I actually thought that movie was really cool, and believe it or not, I think you would enjoy it if you took the leap. Take the leap, Doug.
I didn't enjoy the trailer. I'll tell you something else I don't enjoy.
Sure.
And maybe this says something about me and my attitude toward religion. I'm very much a believer in God. I believe in spiritual things. But I don't like being hit over the head, so I make my choice. I've seen some of these God movies.
Mm-hmm.
The Kevin Sorbo loves to be in all of those. So here's a new one. Left Behind, The Rise of the Antichrist.
They've done that story many times. Kirk Cameron did a feature. Believe it or not, Nicolas Cage actually starred in one of those movies like 8 years ago. So, yeah, yep. This is another one.
Well, I don't know. There's how much of them. There must be an audience for it. It'd probably cheap to make. And, some of them have been good, I think, but some of them just beat you over the head with that message. Anyway, Warner Brothers is staying in the Baz Luhrmann business. They have given him the opportunity, I'm sure you've seen this, first look deal. So what does that mean?
It means that any project that he gets going, let's say a script or a concept or an idea, he has the first right to take it to Warner Brothers. And if they like the concept, then they say, okay, we want to do it before any other studio. That's always a coup for a director or a screenwriter to have a first look deal. Now, Luhrmann is a good director. He's an interesting director. He did Moulin Rouge. He did the movie Australia. He just did Elvis. Elvis made a lot of money. That's why he really got this deal. I think to me, the performances in Elvis were actually a little bit better than the movie. I like the movie. I don't think it was great. It was good, but it had two outstanding performances, one in Austin Butler as Elvis and the second, Tom Hanks as Colonel Tom Parker. Why Tom Hanks was not noticed in terms of award season for that role, I have no idea. I thought he was outstanding, though.
Yeah, this just shows you how corrupt, really, the whole business of the Oscars is.
And a lot of it is just steering people to marketing campaigns. Part of it.
Elvis earned $287 million. So that is, I remember Tom Hanks.
In a difficult period in the industry, so that was a winning film, no doubt.
Tom Hanks got the coronavirus when they started filming, and they had to shut everything down for a couple of weeks, right?
Until
he got better off, until he got sick. I mean, get sick.
At the end of the day, Doug, the one thing the studios want more than anything is they want your movie to make you profit.
Hello.
There's been a lot of stories. There's been a lot of history of successful people like Jean Dubon when he did Speed and Twister, made big money. Then he does Speed 2. The movie loses $100 million, and the guy barely ever works again. That's the way the industry does work.
Awful. What a shame. All right, Chuck Curry, Doug Steffen here, 59 past the hour on Good Day. Doug Steffen here from MyPillow. You've helped build MyPillow into the incredible company that it is. The great night's sleep you get from the pillows and the sheets. Well, now let's talk about the six-piece towel set, shall we? This set is made with cotton grown in the United States, making it extremely absorbent, provides that soft feel that you look for in a towel. Set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, retails usually for $89.98 right now. You can get it for the low price of $39.98. That's it for all the people listening to the Good Day program. $39.98 for an $89.98 value. Those towels are great. I use them every day in my baths and my showers. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Get this insanely low price of $39.98. The six-piece towel set. Enter the promo code DS at MyPillow.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.